Chapter 19. 10:45 hours. November 3rd, 2552, military calendar. Zeta Dorada system, planet Onyx, near restricted region known as Zone 67. Kelly ducked and placed herself between the blast and Dr. Halsey. Splinters and stones pelted the energy shield of her Mjolnir armor. When the dust cleared, the other person, the one that had sounded impossibly like Kurt, had vanished. So was the soldier she'd knocked out. Her questions would have to wait, because Kelly saw the source of that explosion. A drone, identical to the ones they'd seen in space, now hovered 10 meters off the jungle floor, moving like a moray eel through the trees and vines. She aimed her MA-5B and fired. A burst of 3 rounds hit and deflected off a gold shimmer of shields. It turned toward Kelly, and its central sphere heated. Kelly sprinted to draw the fire away from Dr. Halsey. 5 strides, darting between trees, and she suddenly stopped, spun, jumped. A flash of light blinded her, and then the world detonated where she'd stood a second before. The overpressure propelled her into the air. Kelly's shields drained to half, and she felt the heat prick her skin. She hit the ground, chest first, rolled awkwardly, wobbled, and got to her feet. A direct hit from that energy weapon would collapse her shield and possibly melt her armor and her. Pistol fire crackled through the brush. The drone's shields glimmered, and the thing turned and moved away. Kelly made out the camouflaged outlines of 3 soldiers, drawing it toward them. She appreciated the help, but it was suicide for them. Kelly started toward them. An amber acknowledgement light flashed twice. That was the Spartan team wait signal. She took cover behind the tree trunk. The drone aligned for a clean shot on the 2. Its center sphere glowed molten. The trees to either side of the drone blasted into smoke and splinters. It was the sharp crack of high explosives that Kelly recognized as a Lotus anti-tank mine detonated above ground. 2 of the drone's booms twisted, bent inward by the force of the blast. The machine fell to the ground with a thud. The trees that had held the anti-tank mines toppled as well, and their 2-meter trunks crushed the drone, the wood bursting into flames. "One more," a voice said over her team comm. 10 o'clock! Coming in fast!" She saw the new threat gliding toward them. That was definitely Kurt's voice. His last words had haunted Kelly's dreams for years. She remembered him tumbling into the black of space. "I'll be okay. I'll be oh." She started to reply, but then realized he wasn't talking to her. "Team Saber," Kurt continued, "move and draw fire. Lotus mines out of range." Green acknowledgement lights winked on her display, lights that had been reserved exclusively for the Spartans of Blue Team. Kelly had the fastest reflexes of any Spartan, a fact she was keenly proud of, and she practiced every day with twitch response drills and Zen no-thought fire practice to keep them razor-honed. But her physical reflexes weren't the only things that were lightning fast. In a flash, several facts correlated in her brain. Those drones had shields, but they didn't operate continuously. The anti-tank mines had caught the one with its shields down. The drone had, however, seen her, anticipated her rifle fire, and countered. That meant either it had purposely activated shields, or they were automatically triggered by motion or radar. So she had possibly a way to take them out. It'd be risky, but she wasn't going to stand by while Kurt's vulnerable team drew its fire and got roasted for their trouble. "Hold your fire," she said over team comm. With 4 pumping strides that gouged deeply into the jungle loam, she accelerated to her top speed of 62 kilometers per hour. Kelly angled away from the drone toward a tree just to its right. She jumped, hit the trunk 3 meters up, pushed off, flipped, propelling herself through the air straight at the hovering machine. No shields to stop her. She grabbed the port and starboard booms and swung both legs onto the bottom spar. Its central metal eye fixed her and heated to white-hot intensity. She let go and braced as best as she could on the slippery bottom boom, balled her hands into fists, and then hit the thing as hard as she could, impacting the eye dead center. Her shields flared as it repelled the intense heat. The sphere dented and spun backward. The drone spun as well from the momentum, and Kelly scrambled to regain purchase. She drew back once more, and before the thing could recover and blast her, she again struck a hammer blow. A crack appeared in the sphere's metal skin. Inside was a ball of blue-white heat. The metal edges of the sphere curled away from this breach, melting, bubbling. Kelly crouched and leapt, diverting all power to her shields. The air ignited a dazzling white. Her heads-up display flared with static. Kelly tumbled end over end, enveloped in fire and smoke, hit a tree, bounced, and fell to the jungle floor. She blinked and saw nothing but the red glare of flames. The jungle canopy was on fire. A shower of burning leaves rained down. Her vision cleared, and she saw a blur of three figures approaching in active camouflage armor. She got to her feet. One of these figures had a curious handprint dent in their chest armor where Kelly had struck. The camo patterns there were misaligned, part shadow, part flames. The three stepped back, their MA5Ks pointed at the ground. Another camouflaged figure appeared and stepped between her and these soldiers.
"Stand down, everyone," he said. "Welcome to my neck of the woods, Kelly."
The voice was a perfect match from her memories.
"Kurt?"
she whispered.
"I'm glad you remember."
As if she could ever forget him. "Let me see your face," she said, keeping her hands up. The active camouflage faded, and the gold-mirrored faceplate unpolarized. Kelly peered inside the helmet. The slight cleft in his chin, the hazel eyes, the quick smile. It was Kurt. Around them, Kelly detected motion. Two more in the curious armor, taking up good firing positions. That was smart. They were well trained. Kelly dropped her hands.
"What's going on here?"
"I'll explain everything," he said. "But we need to move. They hunt in threes now. A pair on patrol and one at high altitude on overwatch. They'll have our location." Kurt pointed to two on his team, and then at the unconscious Dr. Halsey. Two soldiers went to her and wrapped her in a thermally reflective blanket. They carried her off between them. Kurt told Kelly, "Go calm, silent." He then motioned to her and to his team to follow. They moved quickly and silently through the brush. Kelly admired the caution, speed, and professionalism of these soldiers. Not a word from them. The two carrying Dr. Halsey kept up with the rest of them. No one broke the loose V formation. Still, something about these soldiers made her uneasy. It was nothing she could quantify, but as Kurt had often said, just a feeling.
"Who's this Team Saber?"
she asked Kurt in a whisper.
"I'm disappointed you haven't guessed,"
he whispered back.
"They're Spartans."